The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, do you ever get a phone call or a text message from someone you haven't heard from in forever? And then you think, what do they want? Yeah. Let's have that discussion on Friday's Eve. It's Thursday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This happened to my husband, DJ Automatic. And it's a very powerful person in the industry. No names.
No, of course not. But the one thing I always think when somebody industry-wise reaches out to me, they're going to ask me to play something or do something for them. But I have a feeling this might have just been like a check-in.
He never asked him for anything.
It's time to reveal that DJ Automatic is in the sex industry.
No, it is not time to reveal it. That's later. No, not really.
I wish I was in the sex industry.
Like that you guys are using the term.
You said you went, hello, husband.
Doesn't mean I'm going to have sex with other people.
What does it mean?
Man. I don't know. There's all kinds of kinks out there. Man. I could find something to make some money off.
I have not been struck with a joke book in a long time, but dude.
You do have weird feet. You do have weird feet.
I swear to God, I thought the exact same thing. I was like, somebody wants to see these feet. These little bird claws.
They look like bird feet. Where are we going with this? Anyway.
Friends reaching out to friends.
Do you just reach out to people because, or is it usually because
I'm a horrible friend. The only time I reach out to people is usually when I'm asking for something.
Automatic, that's horrible. I don't try
to be like that. I guess I was born that way.
No, you have to just say hi to people. But just reach out. Love you. Thinking about you today. What's up? It's been a minute. Do it. Make it a regular thing.
I feel that. But also, I appreciate someone who just reaches out and get right to it. Like, hey, this is why I'm calling
you.
That's where
I'm at.
I kind of think it's a little bit more disrespectful to do some small chatter before you ask me a question.
And then next week, come back.
Yeah, dude.
If you're going to ask me for something, just ask me. I don't want the small talk.
Hey, Ann, how's your mom been? So do you think you could work for free tomorrow?
Come on, man.
Just start out with that. It's interesting you said that, Anthony, because that's what Otto did yesterday. When this was going down, he walked in. He's like, we've been going back and forth, like four texts. What does this guy want? Just get to it. He just wanted to say hi. And I want to encourage everybody who's listening, reach out to the people you care about. What about them friends you haven't talked to in a long time? Shoot them a text message today and tell them we told you to do it. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. And we'll start with National Wine Day, everybody.
Hey, invite your friend to share a little wine after work.
Yep,
why
and then
not?
Scroll through some
Don't
automatic
drink it for breakfast.
You can scroll through automatic feet photos. All right. We also got National Tap Dance Day, which is a great craft and a great way to dance.
Imagine if I could tap dance with these feet.
Oh my God.
That's a whole other source of income.
I don't even think they make shoes in tap dance land that fit those size 12 bird feet.
Tap dance land. All right. We also got International Plastic Free Day, also Brown Bag Day, reminding you to take your lunch school or work,
I think it's a good way to save some money too. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm spending too much money. Take a look at your bank account. What are you spending on the big bucks coffee? What you spending on eating out every day? You might be able to save some money that way.
And we'll wrap it up on National Geek Pride Day.
Hey, Geek Pride.
I definitely got Geek Pride.
What are you proud about, DJ Automatic?
I'm a music geek. I geek out for music all the time.
You're a plethora of useless music information.
Plethora.
I love to ask you.
I also have a lot of useless facts outside of music, but music is definitely my specialty.
Anthony, what you geek out about, man?
Just fantasy football, pretty much. That's it.
That's why he's so damn good at it. I can't beat him.
I'm a geek for reading, which is boring, and shopping. You should see my Amazon cart. It runneth over.
You just all praised.
Right? The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Should you ask for somebody's credit score before you date them? Are you down to date somebody who's financially unstable? No! You should not be, although I've done that several times in my life.
The last woman asked me for my credit score. I was like, yo, what pawn shop?
It matters. No, if you plan on getting serious with somebody, that kind of question matters. Now,
once you're going to move in with somebody, you need to know that kind of information.
But why would I even waste my time dating you?
That's some old people or mature people stuff like that. And why you ask, would you waste your time? It's because women, I can't speak for homies, but women love a fix-up project. They love to get a man that you could help and mold and all this other stuff.
You're right, Anthony.
So they're
been part of Dana's project for 15 years
now. But wait, hold on. Automatic already had the bricks to build with.
He's from New Mexico, but chill. Dude, what are we trafficking here? Relax, mama.
Not Breaking Bad.
Is this Snowfall?
Or? I'm talking about his goals, his mind, his mental. He had bad credit. But I knew that the man was goal-oriented. He had a plan. Does that make sense?
Let's be clear, though. I had bad credit, but I had a lot of money in the bank.
I taught you how to pay your bills.
On time. Versus I taught Dana how to save. Because I was the guy that I would just let the bills come in and I would be like, I'll pay it later.
Late pink slips, electricity almost out all the time, and got 50 grand in the bank. I'm like, what are you doing,
almost,
sir?
Don't count, bro. You know? hey, dude.
But you can't fix that. If the man isn't even, you know, in the store to buy the bricks, you can't fix that kind of person or woman. And it doesn't matter what kind of job that person has either. Don't demean somebody because they work at a grocery store when you know you buy groceries. Don't demean someone because they work at a fast food spot when you know you're coming through the drive-thru. Just make sure they're the best at what they do and they love it and they have pride in it. That's what counts.
That should be a message for women, because women often date more men of status than, you know, guys don't care.
Yeah, guys aren't as bad about that kind of stuff. Yo, the hot chick at Taco Bell?
Cassandra? What's up?
Dude,
Follow me at Anthony A. Comedy.
Come on. There was this girl that worked at Blake's, and I called it. I was like, it's a burger place.
It's a burger place in New Mexico, and not everybody knows what Blake's.
She was gorgeous. I said, this woman will not work here for more than 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months went by, she was gone, and then I saw her years later with a guy that was worth probably millions of dollars.
Exactly, dude. And I've been good looking my whole life, but I was making pizza. Nobody was hollering at me when I was on salads. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no girl coming up to me now, but they see me hanging out with, you know, maybe I got a video with Nicki Minaj. Maybe I just did a show
with
Sean Wayne.
All of a sudden,
everybody up in the DMs. I'm cool. All of a sudden, like, yo, you know, saying them love handles ain't that bad.
Are you down for them to pay your bills, Anthony?
Am I down for a woman to pay my bills? Yeah. Where's she at, dude? What's up? What do you want me to do with that monkey?
You'd be a house husband?
Oh, I'll be a house husband. Dude, I'll do everything. I'll be a freak in the sheets.
Ladies, you got bricks. Anthony wants to build with you. So you do have to ask someone you are going to enter into a relationship with about their finances, their credit score. And the reason why, I'm asking you a question. Okay, automatic Anthony A. Do you want to build a house on a shaky foundation?
Of course not.
No, your house is going to go crumbling down. So you ask about credit score. You ask about future plans. It's not about dating rich. It's about dating someone who's stable and has goals.
Has a plan.
Yeah, has a plan.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're on TikTok or Instagram, more than ever, we're focused on skincare and Botox and fillers and ways to stay young. Men and women, by the way. It's a lot of men now, too. Well, according to a new study from Yale University, there are four things that you're doing right now that are making you look older. Your timeline moves too fast, so we find the biggest stories and give them to you here on the radio. I go last, DJ Automatic.
In case you missed it, the U.S. Surgeon General, that's America's top doctor, is calling on parents and policymakers to take immediate action because we're messing up our kids, basically, with social media. He says there's just a lot of addictive apps. There's extremely inappropriate content that's found on Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. We all know that, though.
That's what scares me, because anything you think you can type, it's at your fingertips. The worst, the most violent. It's dangerous to allow your kids to just be on these apps all the time.
Now, there's like multiple ways that people can be harmed through social media, too, because there's, of course, like the online bullying that happens for the young kids. But the way that these algorithms are programmed now, too, it really does prey on your insecurities or whatever you may be looking for. And that's the apps doing that.
They're going to show you what's ever going to keep you on the phone longer.
Yes.
What do you think some solutions are? Did he offer any solutions?
So, yeah, there's some solutions. He says, reach out for help if you or someone is being affected. Limit the use of your phone, especially before bedtime. Be cautious about what you share. And don't keep harassment or abuse a secret.
Period.
So if somebody is harassing you online, tell.
I think it's time for parents to step up. I think that we're relying on the law and government. And if you've looked at Congress lately, they're all like 85 plus and they don't know what's up. And it's parents. I know it's easier just to hand them a little iPad.
Says the woman who ran out of the studio when her phone died yesterday.
Because I do the show for my phone.
That's one thing he said. He's like, parents need to set a good example.
I think you got to like get used to living without your phone and get back to that.
I agree. When I get home, I plug my phone up and walk away from it. And because I'll waste hours of my life not learning anything, allowing other people to tell me how to think. Well, I'd rather read.
You're not alone when you're wasting your life, Dana Cortez. According to a story provided by CBS News, 40% of adults are too tired to work on their own health.
That's a shame.
That's right. They surveyed adults and 35% came back and said they don't want to join a gym. They don't have time to go work out or eat healthy. Well, a lot of them said that it's because the gym membership and healthy food options are too expensive, and the rest just say they're just not motivated.
I want you to be motivated. I want you to know that you don't have to go to a gym. I haven't been to a gym since COVID. I work out outdoors because outdoors is an antidepressant, a natural antidepressant, the sun. I work out inside my home. I have little weights that cost like $15. You can use cans in your pantry. There is no excuse. I understand it's hard, though. And especially the food thing, which you just talked about, Anthony. Listen to this. I just want you to listen to this. Right now, you can get spinach, 2 bags for $5, $5 or $6. You could make salad for the week with that. Put in some tomato.
Who wants to eat spinach salad for a week, though?
Automatic. That's better than eating fast food.
I'm going through it bad, though, because like those addictive sugars, they get you, dude.
They get you.
I'll go through like 3 or 4 days where I eat healthy, and then I'll just unload on the fifth day.
I've been very open about me taking this skinny shot. I don't care when anybody says, oh my gosh, you're already thin. No, but I used to be overweight, and it's so easy for me to get on the fat food. I love ice cream and Oreos. And this is helping me get back on track. All right, now, so in case you missed it, there's this really interesting study from Yale University, and there are 4 things that you're doing right now that are causing you to age faster and even look older.
Let us know these.
Number 4, not getting enough sleep.
Oh, that's for sure.
I don't care if you're 25 or 45, you need to get at least 6.5 to 8 hours of sleep a night. 6.5 at the bare minimum. Number 3, lack of exercise can make you look older. When you start losing muscle tone,
you have a lot of fat on your body, it just makes you look older.
It just doesn't look good. Your skin becomes less elastic. Like, you got to get out and walk. Plus, it's not good for you. Get a little sunshine on you. Number 2, soda can make you look older.
Oh.
It's extremely
drying. You put one of those down a day.
I like diet soda, man. But I don't put the whole thing down. I take a few sips and put it in the fridge.
It's a whole like chain reaction for me, because the moment I want like a burger or pizza, I need a soda to wash it down.
I do diet. It's still not very good for you. You're right, DJ Automatic, but we work so long. I need the caffeine, but I have limited myself to a few sips, put it in the fridge. It lasts me about 3 days. And then number 1, I just talked about getting a little sun in your face. You have to wear SPF.
Oh.
Sun makes you look like leather. I'm saying this from personal experience. I used to be the person that would just lay out in the sun for hours with oil and tanning oil and a little bit of sunblock. And now I have like that leathery skin.
Oh, well, you don't have leathery skin. Well, but our daughter this weekend was looking for that oil to go tan.
What did I tell her?
And
no.
Dana was like, no.
I was like, no way. I'm going to go to the tanning bed. No, you're not. It's bad for you. It not only causes skin cancer, it causes you to age. So stay out of the sun. If you're in it, wear a lot of SPF. I want to share this with you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is a regular old mom just like me and just like you. Wait till you find out what she's packing in baby culture sack lunch for school. It's the best gossip of the Daily Dirt, this story and more. All brought to you by NHTSA. Click it or ticket. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
Wrestler Roman Reigns celebrating his birthday. And actress Octavia Spencer celebrating birthday.
Oh, I love her. She's one of my favorites. And speaking of favorites, I want to talk about Tina Turner, who passed away yesterday. Gosh, you know, this one hurt because she was just someone who was open about surviving domestic violence, which I did as well. And I know that, especially when she talked about it, no one spoke about that kind of thing. And she inspired a lot of women, not only with her music, but the story of her life. So rest in peace, Tina Turner. You are an icon. Oh, and now, speaking of icons, let's talk about The Chronic. Dr. Dre's project with the fern on the cover. Remember that?
That's a fern on the cover? Okay.
Anyway, this project turned 30 years old this year.
Dang.
And in honor of its 30th birthday, Dre is releasing memorabilia from the recording sessions, from behind the scenes to outtakes and more. I'm excited because I want it.
I want this more than I want anything else right now.
Oh, automatic. You don't even know. But I don't know if they're going to do just a few or enough for all of us. Because if they just do a few, we can't afford
it. They did this for Michael Jackson Thriller. Mm-hmm, and if you've ever been able to listen to that, it is amazing.
Amazing.
Because it gives you all the notes. And then they have discussions about how the records came about. It's crazy.
I can imagine all the TikToks being made from the behind the scenes sessions already. All right, now we're going to move on and talk about another guy in hip hop, Fetty Wap. Unfortunately, it's bad news. Yesterday, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison for running drugs. If you recall, we talked about I mean, it was way back in 2021 when he first got busted. I'm just sad because he's such a talented guy, and I just hope when he gets out, he's able to put his past behind him, learn a lesson, and move forward with more great music. And then finally, Cardi B packing lunch for Culture goes viral because everybody's like, what? Culture gets chicken nuggets, strawberries, pecans. She gets carrots, corn, mac and cheese, and broccoli. It looks so good.
There's no way she's eating that broccoli.
Yes,
with all that on the
is?
Menu? Heck no, dude. I ain't touching no broccoli at school.
What child eats a pecan?
That's true. Go check out the lunch for yourself. What did your mom pack for you?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There is a list of the best and the worst chicken sandwiches, and we're going to give them to you in food news. You know, people pull up for these and start fights. Let's get into Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday. It's officially Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
Ladies, I'm sorry to tell you, but if you had Jeff Bezos on your mind, it's over because he is officially off the market. He is now engaged to Emmy-winning journalist Lauren Sanchez. They were vacationing in France on his $500 million yacht. Remember, he's been divorced from his wife of 25 years, Mackenzie Scott, for a minute now. And they were respectful. They waited till the divorce and whatnot. Now, I don't know if he cheated. I don't know about any of that.
But I don't even care about all that. Have you seen his boat? It looks like a pirate ship, and it's got his wife on the front of it.
It's amazing.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what's up.
That's not his wife yet. Imagine.
Lauren Sanchez
is from my home state of New Mexico.
Yeah.
So let's go, dog.
And the other thing is, when did Jeff Bezos get jacked?
He's so fit right now. He's so fit. You know, he's the son of a single mom, and he started his business in a garage. Don't ever let anyone tell you you can't do it. Do what you want to do.
You can do
it. And maybe you, too, can be one of the richest people in the world. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
According to thetastingtable.com, these are the best and worst chicken sandwiches you can buy at a fast food joint right now.
Let's go.
We're going to start with the worst. Number 3 is Dairy Queen. Number 2 is White Castle. And the worst is Jack in the Box.
Oh.
And I'm not going to argue with any of those.
Why? Dairy Queen's good. Jack in the Box is good.
Dairy Queen has good burgers.
Okay, all right, let's move on. What's the best?
The best chicken sandwiches that you can get right now. McDonald's at number 3. Shake Shack at number 2. And the number 1 chicken sandwich out there, I don't think anyone's going to be surprised, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, whoa.
Wait. No. There's anarchy. Where's Popeyes?
Yeah, where's Popeyes, dude?
Where's Wendy's?
They're in the middle of the list.
I think we should definitely substitute Popeyes for Shake Shack. Shake Shack is borderline not even a fast food restaurant.
And shout out to the Wendy's OG spicy classic chicken sandwich.
I didn't even make top 10.
Are you kidding?
Jesus.
Who did this list?
Tastingtable.com.
They must work for Shake Shack or something.
Me and Dana have not been this wild up in a long time. But the hot and spicy from McDonald's, that deserves a place.
It is good.
It's number three.
I don't want to discredit that. That has been there for
Well,
me.
Now
staple.
That I've argued, I digress. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to celebrate the geeks today. It is National Geek Pride. Celebrate dorks, dweebs, and nerds.
All you fellow geeks.
Automatic, to be honest, you're geeky about music and other things. That's when I started falling in love with you. I fell in love with your mente, your mind.
Oh, all right. There it is.
Nice. Awkward silence now.
Yeah. We also got National Brown Baguette Day, which is telling you to pack your own lunch for work or school.
It's good for your health and it's good for your wallet. Right now with inflation, eating out, do a little calculating on your bank account. Look how much money you spend on eating out and cafecito stuff. Save a little money. Make
that
it
cut
at home.
Deep right there for me. All right, y'all. And they say wine gets better with age. I just say I get better with wine. It is National Wine Day.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. I know Drake enjoys a nice wine spritzer. I also know that Tech N9ne and Chris Calico, we were at Applebee's with them one night. Don't ask why. And they both ordered wine spritzers.
It was shocked to see Tech N9ne order a wine spritzer,
but
more shocking to see him do it at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Before that, we was at the Strippy. Anyway, I'm telling you people far too much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we started talking about dating financially unstable people.
Yes.
Which got us going back and forth about the history of Dana Cortez and DJ Automatic's dating history, if you may.
All right.
And where Dana told us that DJ Automatic actually showed her how to save money. Here it is.
I taught you how to pay your bills.
On time. Versus I taught Dana how to save. Because yes, I was the yes, guy yes, that yes. I would just let the bills come in and I would be like, I'll pay it later. I'll pay it later.
Late pink slips, electricity almost out all the time and got 50 grand in the bank. I'm like, what are you doing,
almost
sir?
Don't count, bro. You know? Hey, hey, dude. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take financial advice from the one, the only, DJ Automatic. And I'm going to tell you a few cheap date ideas for you single, lonely, broke men like myself. I was hoping to do
one studio
recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And DJ Automatic, have you always been a saver?
I've always been a saver because when you're, I hate the feeling of being broke. I grew up poor and I promised myself by the time I was, I think I was seventh grade, I was like, I'll never be poor.
Are you the best at saving money in your family?
I'm pretty good at it. My brother Matt is like, I'm cheap. There's levels.
Really?
And he's way cheaper than I am. He's the kind of guy that he won't spend money on anything.
My little brother is very good at saving money. He's always been diligent at saving money and he gets that from my mother. Me, on the other hand,
nope.
I get the life.
Let it flow.
Oh, dude, I'm addicted to life experiences. I love to throw a party.
Life experiences are going to hurt your bank account.
Oh, my God. Talk about it, bro. I'm the type of dude, we're at the bar. Who wants rounds? I'll get them. No reason. No reason at all, dude.
That's when I'm going to the bathroom. Hey, make it back for the round.
So, DJ Automatic, when you were a young single guy maneuvering through life, what were some things that helped you, stay tight but yet stay fly?
Not going out all the time was definitely one of them, but I was a DJ, or I am a DJ, so the not going out part was easy for me. Another thing I used to do is I didn't spend a lot of money on food. The $5 pizza, $6 Little Caesar pizzas, I would buy two or three of those at one time. I would put them in the fridge, and instead of, you know, going to the grocery store and eating healthy, I would just have pizza the whole week.
Okay, all right, dude. And you also met your girl at your workplace.
Yes, so
there it is, dude. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to take it on dates.
So basically, just have a really simple, boring life, and you can save money.
And I'll throw this little gem in there, too. If you're looking for a cheap date idea, why don't you open up a cookbook or find something on YouTube and make her a meal?
Here's an even better thing.
What's that?
Skip that whole part and just go to her place.
Ah, there you go. You heard it right here from DJ Automatic. And if you...
But honestly, though, the one thing you need to do when you get together with somebody is you need to find somebody who's the yin to your yang. Mm. So, like, I would always pay bills late, and Dana was not the greatest saver. So I taught her how to save. She taught me how to pay bills on
Hell
time.
Hell yeah, dude.
So, like I said, you got to have a yin to your yang.
Oh, great. So now I just got to find a boring girl who doesn't like fun parties?
Exactly. That's the only way you're ever going to get rich.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.